It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. District judges in Westmoreland County are trying a new approach to addressing drug abuse in their community. They've implemented an alternative adjudication program for defendants charged with minor drug crimes, focusing on rehabilitation rather than jail time. I'm joined now in studio by Harrison City District Judge Helen Kistler and Washington Township District Judge Jason Butchak to discuss this new program. Welcome both of you to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Here's a quote from Governor Wolf. He says, "We can't arrest our way to success. We have to recognize that some people in the prison system shouldn't be in the prison system." Why do you feel there's a need for alternative punishment readjustment for drug-related offenses?
Well, in Westmoreland County, we've seen the same rise with overdose deaths and drug abuse as they have in the other parts of the country. I believe Dr. Burke was giving some statistics a few moments ago, and Westmoreland County is very much in line with that. Since 2002, the statistics that I've seen have shown an increase of 290% in drug overdose deaths. So as we go through and we start seeing some of these minor offenses happening, simple drug possession or possession of drug paraphernalia, some criminal mischief, things like that, where there's some indication that maybe an individual is just starting into some issues with drugs, we have some hope that we can get them at that point before they get to the extent where they're really deep into their drug addiction, get them some help, and that in the end, they would be better served as well as the rest of the community than waiting until the addiction takes hold.
So you've come up with an alternative. How does the program work?
Essentially, when they first started putting this program together, the individual will come in, plead not guilty to a summary offense. And at that time, the police department, the police officer, and the victim will have to all agree that this program is the best for the individual. The program is to help that get the rehab and to get the person essentially to help them at the end of the program to have them drug and alcohol free.
So it's really not about, this is not about punishing the individual, which is really what we've seen in terms of an approach leading up to this. It's about dealing with the fact of recognizing that this person has a problem and that what they really need is help and treatment, and not to be punished or not to be thrown in a jail cell. They need to be put in a place where health professionals can work with them to wean themselves off of whatever drug they're addicted to and to get back to a place of wholeness. Right?
Well, the thing is that with the minor judiciary, the level of offenses that we are talking about, usually the punishment is a fine. We see a lot of individuals who come in, first of all, who can't afford the fine. We see some individuals, especially the younger juveniles, who come in with their parents, and there's beginning to be this indication that they're involved in the drug problem. So what we hope is, in lieu of the fine, in lieu of getting to the point where they might be considering some sort of incarceration, that we encourage them more to get into the rehab process. Up to this time, one of the frustrations that we felt as the minor judiciary is that we don't necessarily have a whole lot of authority. We're not like the Court of Common Pleas where they can order someone into drug rehab. So with us, it's that we can offer this program. But one of the issues that I would run into very often when I would see someone is that they wouldn't have insurance. And so that was always somewhat of a stumbling block. But with the help of Judge Eccles and Judge Butchak, we were able to get some providers in Westmoreland County and the local area that were willing to work with individuals to overcome that issue with insurance and help them get funding. And so the whole idea is they go into the rehab program, minimum of 6 months, because we know that it takes a period of time for someone to get over an addiction or start to recover from addiction. And we meet with them on a monthly basis to judge how they're going in terms of, are they keeping with what's going on with the rehab program? What they, and the understanding is we are not we're not the ones who know what is required for someone in terms of the addiction. Once they get into that facility, it is that facility who needs to determine what type of treatment this person needs. For some, it may mean just a simple counseling for a period of time. For some, it may be extensive outpatient treatment. For some, it may actually mean inpatient. So it's actually that facility that's going to make the determination as to what is required for this particular individual. And then that there has to be assigned waiver of confidentiality so that that facility can communicate with the court system to allow us to know how that individual is doing. And then we plan to meet with them on a monthly basis to make sure that they're basically on the straight and narrow and doing what they're supposed to do for the program.
And some people might need a 2-week update, and some people may enter the program will need a six. We won't see them. We put them into the program, and then after 6 months, if they complete the program, we will actually not even see them the entire 6 months. They'll be the low level offender, maybe they were caught with a small amount of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. And if we feel their needs are being met by the provider, and there is no more issues with them during that procedure, within that 6 months, they might not even have to come back to our courts. Once the program is successfully completed, at the end of the 6 months, they'll come back, and then we will dismiss the charges.
And I was going to ask you, you know, what are some of the crimes that would make an individual eligible for this program? So it really has to be, as you're saying, Judge Butchick, it has to be a low-level offender.
Yes. And one of the major reasons why some of these programs are created is that parents will come into our court and say, my child is using drugs. My son or daughter is using drugs. We want them arrested, but we don't want them in trouble.
Hmm.
Okay. And at that point, once everything's this will enable them to help with that because they have the option. Say they're using their credit card, and with the approval from our district attorney, that if the parents do not want to proceed with the charges, we can put them into this program. And once they completed the program, the parents have the option to withdraw the charges on their child, and then hopefully they get the addiction problem at least somehow curtailed, or, and I hate to use the word curtailed, but hopefully they are drug and alcohol free.
So the parent, this is a way for the parents to get involved. They charge the child, but then they can withdraw those charges once the person, in this case, it would be a minor, is treated.
Yes, but it wouldn't be, the parents would not be filing the charges. Usually the local police department or the state police would file the charges on their behalf.
And then they can be later withdrawn. Well, that's perfect. That's a great way to get people to come forward. Judge Butchick, what are the recidivism rates for people involved in this program?
So far, I've had two people in the program. The one young lady that I had in the program moved to Florida in a three-quarter, they call it a three-quarter house, where she has to maintain employment, maintain sobriety, or maintain free of drugs.
And she's doing okay?
She's doing great. Actually, her dad stopped in the office a few weeks ago and said everything's working out great. She needed to get away from her friends, and he thought the best place, and he found a place down in Florida for her to go to this house. And she's doing very well. And some people, inevitably, they don't want to take part in it. They'll try it, and their addiction is going to overtake their benefit in their mind. So they'll just tell me, I'll plead guilty and pay the fine. And they will just go on with their life. But so I'm at 1 for 2.
Well, that's
a start.
I I've heard it said from people who have worked in juvenile court services that if you can get one person straightened out, you're batting 1,000. So that's still a pretty good average, 1 for 2 in this case. What can be done prejudicial process to prevent drug abuse in Westmoreland County? I mean, based on what you're seeing out there, Judge Butchick and Judge Kistler, what are the things that are not happening in society that you might like to see done differently? And
I think the big thing is that, in particular, parents need to start realizing that there is a huge drug problem everywhere. It's not just Westmoreland County. It's not just Allegheny County. It's not just Pockets. There is a huge drug problem. And they need to talk. They need to talk to their children. They need to be aware of where their children are. They need to know who their children are with. And they need to make sure that if there is any indication that their child has started down a path of drugs, that they try and do what they can from that point, in the very beginning point. Education, to me, is one of the biggest things.
Well, is this a case of parents not knowing, just being oblivious, or is it that they don't want to know? They don't want to find out?
I think it's a combination of both. I think sometimes when I talk to people, they're shocked to find out how many people there are in my area that have drug addiction problems. So I think it's a combination of both. No one wants to look at their child and think, my child has a drug problem. And they always think it's somebody else.
Judge Butchick, how bad is it out there?
That's actually a very tough question, because in your reality and your perception is your reality, you want to think that it's not that bad. It's not going to be my kid. You don't want to say, my buddy down the street, he's not doing drugs, okay? To say how bad is it out there, there's really not a definitive answer.
Let me ask you this. How much better do you feel about being able to take this approach of reaching out, particularly to young people who have drug problems, and saying, we're going to get you help, as opposed to saying, I'm sentencing you to X amount of time incarceration?
We had to start somewhere. And hopefully this works. And that's our biggest concern. And sitting back and doing nothing over this, over the epidemic, is not the right way to approach it. You have to try. Trial and error. It feels great to actually try to help somebody. Just to see her father, the young lady I was speaking with before, her father, to come down and just say, you know what, I don't have to worry about if she's alive tomorrow morning. I'm going to call her and see what she's doing tomorrow morning. That goes a long way. As a parent, you can't put it into words. So it's a great feeling for a parent, and it's a great feeling for both of us here to sit there and say, we can actually have a parent say, I'm going to call my son to see what they're doing tomorrow, not are they going to be alive tomorrow.
Well, I think there are a lot of people around this state who would applaud and are applauding what you're doing. I want to thank both of our guests, Harrison City District Judge Helen Kistler and the man you just heard, Washington Township District Judge Jason Butchak, for joining us to discuss this issue on the program. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, we'll talk with Benjamin Scheuer, the singer-songwriter starring in the critically acclaimed one-man show, The Lion, at City Theater. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.